flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I read this last night, and I had to fact check it, because I was like, there's no way this is true. But I'm going to give you a stat that is going around the internets now, going around the worlds, everywhere now. It's called a curse. It's called a Kirk Cousins curse.
Are you doing this right now? Are you doing this right now?
Yeah, I'm speaking into a microphone.
I didn't know if you were teasing this for the single.
No, I'm going to do this right now.
All right, the Road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365.
I can't believe this, Tiki.
Go ahead.
But the Buccaneers this year, the Niners last year, the Packers last year, the Giants in 22, the Dolphins in 22, the Bills in 22, the Packers in 21, the Steelers in 21, the Packers in 20, the Bears in 20, the Eagles in 19, the Eagles in 18, the Rams in 17, the Packers in 16. I just named 15 examples of teams who made the playoffs in a year in which they lost in the regular season to Kirk Cousins. All of them got knocked out and did not win a championship. No team has lost to Kirk Cousins and won a Super Bowl in the same year.
What the hell?
Is that not? And guess who lost? And by the way, let me just give you the obvious. Guess who lost to Kirk Cousins this year? The Philadelphia Eagles.
In the game that Saquon dropped the pass to lose the game.
In the game that Saquon dropped the pass and Sean went to town on. So history is telling you, based on this Cousins curse, that the Kansas City Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl because no team loses to Kirk Cousins and wins the Super Bowl. Tiki, your thoughts?
I find it hard to believe that your success or lack thereof against Kirk Cousins is the arbiter of your future Super Bowl fortunes.
You can't argue with the facts, though.
Stats are like... I don't know. I can't even think of anything.
I have never
fun and stupid to say, because that's just ridiculous.
I got to be honest.
Like, who cares?
Other than citing my belief that aliens are real,
there's nothing. You just will never see them.
Right, that we will see them. There's nothing that has disgusted Tiki Barber more than me revealing this Cousins curse stat. Like, for those watching on SNY, you probably saw it in his eyes. You also may notice on SNY, we still have Boomer Esiason wearing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pete Alonso is still not a New York Met.
No.
And he said that would happen Friday.
I'm reporting it's the Admirals.
It's a heck of a feeling. The Road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. I grew up on WFAN, okay, like most of us have, like you the listeners have, and there is something nostalgic about Super Bowl time on WFAN that really came to me when I was walking my dogs today, and I said, you know what I miss, man? Mike and the Marquee doing Super Bowl trivia.
That was legendary.
So for those who may be new to WFAN, welcome aboard. Back in the day, Mike and Dog, and then eventually Mike by himself, would spend that bye week doing Super Bowl trivia and giving out trips to the Super Bowl. We don't do that anymore, but nonetheless, it was still fun radio.
All right, what's your favorite team? Okay.
Exactly. So I
start
am here.
With a one, okay? Here's a one.
For a very small piece of that.
Who won the first Super Bowl?
Yes,
Packers?
Sir.
Okay, you're right. Number two.
Amongst the crew,
yeah.
I'm going to give you the list is just simply five Jets-Giants Super Bowl trivia questions. So I want you to get it. So we're not going to go, you know, it's all the ones.
Right.
Five Super Bowls are going to be involved.
Are you sure we're going to get it? I mean, for...
You may not.
The Jets Super Bowl was 100 years ago.
You may not.
A few of the Giants Super Bowls I was too young for.
Let's have some fun with some all Super Bowl trivia, Mike and the Marquee stuff.
Have some fun.
Okay.
Here we go.
Number five.
All right, Super Bowl 35, okay. I want Tiki Barber's carries and yardage in Super Bowl 35.
Do you want me to guess?
Yeah.
I watched this game during the pandemic. I rewatched it. I don't think you did a lot in the Super Bowl, right, Teak?
No.
I'm going to go with five carries for 16 yards.
Five for 16. Tommy, you have a guess?
I do. I'm going to say nine carries for 40 yards.
Teaky?
You're closer.
Do you know it?
Yeah, it was like 10 for 31 or something like that.
You're shortchanging yourself. The correct answer is 11 carries for 49 yards, but you also, I didn't put this in, you had a few catches. Too.
Right.
He had like 80 all-purpose yards.
I think he had the most receptions of anybody in that Super Bowl of the Giants.
Okay, I was questioning
the what was my guess? Was I close?
No.
Now, what did I say?
You said like five carries.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
He was lightning. We've read that?
Yeah,
all right, here we go.
Number four.
All right, we all remember Super Bowl III.
Oh, yes. That's another game I rewatched. I've actually seen Super Bowl III. By the way, that is an ugly game.
Yeah, ugly game.
Have you
game.
Ever seen it?
All of them were ugly back then.
Early day Super Bowls were very ugly. I'm going to get the question right because I did see the game.
You are going to get the question right.
Is it an easy one?
Tommy may not.
Okay. Mm.
Starting quarterback for the Colts.
Earl Morrill. Replaced by Johnny Unitas, I think.
Okay.
Johnny, I don't remember.
I would have just said Johnny Unitas.
That's why I asked the question.
Right.
It wasn't until I watched this game that Johnny Unitas wasn't the Colts quarterback, and I think there's a lot of younger fans who don't know that.
Yeah, and Earl Morrill started.
A lot of younger fans that don't care.
That's probably true.
That is unfortunate. And Earl Morrill started like a bunch of Super Bowls. Didn't he start for Denver years later? I think
I'd have to go back and look. But the bottom
Johnny Sample interception.
What you come to realize about
Matt
Super Bowl
Snell three? Should have been the Super Bowl MVP. Yeah. Want to go down that road?
Little asterisk,
dude. I watched the game. I mean, it was a crazy game. The kicker for the Colts, not Lorne Michaels. That's the guy who runs at SNL.
Yeah, that's
Lou Michael. He missed like two chip shots. It was a very ugly game.
Very ugly. Okay, here we go.
Did you know
number
anything,
three?
Did you recognize anything I just said?
No, and you didn't hear me say that Super Bowl needed an asterisk because you didn't beat Johnny Unitas.
Well, that's not true. Earl Morrill was the starting quarterback.
Johnny Unitas. Johnny Football.
The Colts were 18-point favorites.
You know what? Put you in a lock. You already bashed Francis.
I'm telling you, Matt Snell should have been the MVP over Joe Namath. That's a different story.
You might remember.
I'll argue with any 70-year-old about that right now. Go ahead.
I don't know if we're going to get through this.
No, I know.
Okay, we all know when you would get to this point here. Question number three. Moose, let's pull up a little audio here.
Oh.
The Super Bowl interception. Do you have that ball?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I have a feeling.
Yeah, I keep asking, and now that this Tom Brady thing is going viral with him signing all the interception balls, I keep saying I'm going to have him, let's see if he'll do it. But no, I just... My boys play. Honestly, my boys played with it for a year and a half before I put it away.
Like in the yard?
Nah, in the house, but right. But like, I mean, it was still a little bit beat up. Whatever. It's football.
We need to hear that again. I need to know who that player is. Cut number three.
I was going to give it a wild guess because Chase Blackburn.
Okay, that's your guess, Tiki.
I mean, it has to be. Who else intercepted him?
Okay.
I know what you're thinking.
Tommy?
Let's go with a sweep there.
It is Chase Black. Now, what's fascinating about that audio, You letting your kids
play football? Seriously? I got that right?
You did.
I was a guess. I don't remember.
He only threw one interception.
Well, remember, these two Super Bowls you could have picked from. Did they actually? I don't think they had
it. It was the second one. It was the second Super Bowl.
I know, but now that I think about it, I don't think they had a pick in Super Bowl 42, and I've watched that game a million times. I never thought about it. Yeah. Okay, either way, you got the question.
Would you have gotten that if I didn't get it, Tiki?
I
feel like I'm the guy right now.
Well,
I feel like I got it right.
It's funny because obviously it was a white guy. I was thinking, all right, what white DB intercepted Tom?
Thank God you said that.
Tom Brady in a Super Bowl. I'm like, it's got to be New York related.
That's how I knew it was Jason Blackburn.
It's got to be. Well, that's how I knew it was. So I was like, it's got to be a Giant. And I'm like, those teams, it was like all black dudes on the team except for Chase Blackburn.
But see, Teague, this is why Mike and the Marquee Trivia would be tough. That would have went a long time before somebody got that.
So what I'm getting at is I think we're one win away from going to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Well, of course, it's single day five. Also, we're doing five questions.
Oh, so we got two more.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
All right, guys, in the Giants' run to Super Bowl 42,
yeah,
they lost not one but two of their former first-round picks for the season due to injury that were not available for the Super Bowl. Name them.
Shocky. I don't know who the other one is.
Okay.
Former first round picks.
Yes. Former first. You need me to repeat the question?
No.
Former first round picks.
Of the New York Giants.
It's 2007. So we're looking at the last, like, 5 years.
I say this to say, when you think about it, losing first round picks on your roster and then winning a Super Bowl is pretty impressive.
The Shockey one was
okay.
Yeah. Oh, Shockey. 2007?
Shockey's one. So two of them that were past first round picks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it Ike?
No. The other one was Matthias Kiwanuka.
Kiwi.
Wow.
Lost for the year in Detroit.
Kiwi didn't play in that game.
No, he did not.
Ike was already gone.
Yes, he was. He was on the Bucs. They beat him.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Beat him there.
That's a good one. These are getting harder as they go on. I like it.
Because Ike is one of those few.
Yes.
That played with me and Rondé.
Yep.
With Greg Camella and Joe Giravich.
He was beaten. All right, last question.
Number one.
The only player in Super Bowl history to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl that attended Lambeth College.
Oh, that's simple.
I know it's simple, but let's see if Evan
can. I have no idea what Lambeth College even is.
You know what the Lambeth special is?
No. Jumping into the stands?
Come on. See,
or
Evan,
jumping into a phone booth? I don't know.
It's a bad job. Tommy, do you know the answer to this?
I do.
You better know the answer.
I do. Tiki's teammate, Ronnie Dixon.
Yeah. Ron Dixon.
What's Lambeth?
So Lambeth special. Well,
excuse me?
Yeah.
Lambeth College is where Ron Dixon went to
school. Oh, okay.
What happened immediately after he returned that touchdown?
The Jermaine Lewis return, the touchdown, was the only time in Super Bowl history back-to-back kickoff.
So you didn't want to do any questions about the two Super Bowls in 86 and 1990? Because you had none from those.
I know.
Yeah, it's all good. So Ron Dixon went the Lambeth special.
Gotcha.
When he was a rookie, we played the Philadelphia Eagles. Sean Payton was our coordinator.
Mm-mm. I'm going to correct you. It was the next year. It was 2001.
Oh, 2001. So 2001. Yes, you're right. We did not have. We were down by five, with no time on the clock. We had one play,
right?
And we were on the 20 after a touchback. You don't have an 80-yard play. You can't Hail Mary it. But Sean Payton had a play.
Oh, of course he did.
It was called the Lambeth Special.
Ah.
So what the Lambeth Special was a hook and ladder to Ike. So Ike would go up 10 yards. Catch a hook. I would leak out. He would lateral it to me. Then I would run completely across the field, like parallel across the field, and give it to Ron Dixon, who would then come back across the field. All this time, a wall is being set up on the left side of the field, and he would run in and score. The reason it didn't work is because the Eagles came out and press covered Ike Hilliard. So the hook and ladder is dead. It only works if there's off coverage.
Right.
So we're standing at the line of scrimmage, and I look over to Kerry and I say, "Dude, he's pressed. It's not working." He said, "Just block it and go out." And so, in real time, I chipped on the end and just leaked out, and then he threw it to me. So I just kind of ran around a little bit just to time it up with Ron Dixon, who came back across the field. I lateral it to him. I get crushed. And I sit there and watch him get knocked out on the 3-yard line.
He went. So it was the second to last week of the year. The next week is when Strahan has the sack record.
Yes. Right.
The Giants were eliminated for playoff positioning. Now, it wasn't a great year, but they would have to win out, get some help on that play. Right. And we all, as Giant fans, were like, oh my God, is this going to happen?
Wow.
The most forgotten play in Giant history. No, the Lambeth Special.
I don't even remember it.
Lambeth College. Yeah. But there you go. That's your trivia. Mike and Marquee. Call.
Good job,
but it was
there, Sean.
80-yard play.
Wow.
Nobody has an 80-yard.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do?
You're done. You got to do what everybody does now. Like
yeah.
That stupid lateral back
which
and forth.
Never
and,
works.
It never works.
It was the Miami Miracle worked. Was it the Miami Miracle? The Dolphin Patriot game, I think it was.
Yeah.
Remember that worked? I think it was on a return, too.
I got to look back. That was a couple years ago. I don't remember what that one was.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the play was, but yeah.
Sean had an 80-yard play.
Incredible. All right, there you go. Very good Cinco. Thank you very much. Cinco de 5-0 every day at 5 o'clock. I'm very excited to give you some information.
Mm.
Okay, and this is very, very important information because I've said it on the air. Tommy has said it on the air. And this morning, Boomer said it on the air, too. And I don't know if Boomer heard this from me or heard this from Tommy, or maybe he heard it elsewhere, but right. I needed to find out if it was true. And here's what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the fact that Dante DiVincenzo cannot be traded back to the New York Knicks. This is something I've said on the air because callers have brought up, hey, at the trade deadline, you know, Dante's hurt, he's having a bad year, maybe the Knicks can bring him back. And I said this once to Tommy, I said, I have to double check, but I don't think he can based on the CBA rules. And I let it go. And then I heard Tommy, like, not too far later, respond to a caller who called up one of his shows to say, what about Dante DiVincenzo? And Tommy said, I got to be honest. He took a shot at me, but it was a good shot. He's like, Evan's such a geek, so I trust him on this. Evan told me that he doesn't think the Knicks can trade for him. And then this morning, because whether Boomer admits it or not, he's a big geek too, Boomer responded to, we have the audio of this, Boomer responded to a caller to the morning show saying, hey guys, I got this great idea. He was so proud of himself. The Knicks should trade for Dante DiVincenzo. And here's what Boomer said.
Yeah, but Alex, the problem with that is you can't reacquire a guy that you traded in the same year that you traded him. I believe that's an NBA rule.
Well, he said that.
Yes.
And I heard that this morning, and I said, all right, I'm not sure if Boomer heard this from me or Tommy, maybe he heard it elsewhere. I need to put the end to this. I need to know for sure. I need to tell our audience whether they can trade for Dante DiVincenzo or not. So luckily, I want to thank somebody who, to me, knows the CBA more than anybody else. You should be familiar with his work if you like basketball. A dear gentleman by the name of Bobby Marks. Bobby Marks works for ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
He is the cap analyst. He is the preemptive cap expert. Pre-something.
Yeah.
He's really smart. Bobby, of course, also ran the Nuts back in the day.
Preeminent.
Preeminent. So I reached out to Bobby Marks. And I said, Bobby, long time no chat. I need you to answer this question for not just me, but for Tommy, for Boomer, for the WFAN audience. Can the Knicks reacquire Dante DiVincenzo? I'm under the impression they cannot. And I can now confirm, courtesy of Bobby Marks, who knows the CBA more than anybody else, that the New York Knicks are indeed not allowed to trade for Dante DiVincenzo. It is called the Zildjianis-Ilgauskas rule.
Mm.
The only time it would be allowed, okay, is if Dante was traded to another team and then got waived. Waived as like a buyout.
So not even like traded and then traded.
No.
It's got to be traded and waived.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You didn't wave. So if Minnesota, because Dante's hurt right now, and I'm not sure how serious it is. Like, it could be very serious. I haven't been following his foot issue. But let's just say, it's relatively serious. And the T-Wolves are able to dump him. And then the team that acquires him is like, we're done. We're going to waive him. Which, by the way, happens a lot in the NBA. The Knicks would be eligible to then sign him. But they cannot trade for him. And that is no longer speculation on my part or speculation on Boomer's part or Tommy's part. We can definitively tell you, courtesy of the great Bobby Marks, who, by the way, what a dude. This guy responded to me in like 3 minutes. He's a very nice guy. He has confirmed the New York Knicks cannot trade for Dante DiVincenzo. So for anybody out there that thinks it's a good idea or wants to call up talk radio, you can now tell your friend, you know for sure, because of this Iljanis Ilgauskas rule, they're not allowed to. So peace on earth, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, why did that happen? Because there was some shenanigans going on.
I'm trying to remember what happened with Iljanis back in the day. I think maybe they traded him and then got him back. I don't remember what exactly happened. But the rule's named after him. Mm. It's kind of cool sometimes to have a rule named after
him. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So you feel good about this, Tommy? Now you know.
I do. And by the way, we were talking about the injury. He's going to be Dante's going to be reevaluated in about 3 weeks. So he's on the shelf.
You know what's crazy?
In 3 weeks?
Yeah, he doesn't need surgery on his big left toe, but he's going to be reevaluated in 3 weeks. Which is as of a day ago.
What's kind of nuts is, A, yes, Dante DiVincenzo back would be cool. Like, who would be against that? And number two, it's not crazy that he gets traded and waived.
Right, but wasn't there an issue?
There was some whispers.
Like, personal issue?
Well, what are you referring to?
With Dante DiVincenzo?
Yeah, what are you hearing?
I don't know. I just heard he, hated somebody.
You heard that someone else who went to Villanova and Dante DiVincenzo didn't get along and it may have had to do with a girl? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That's what you heard?
That's what I heard.
Did you hear that, Tommy?
Yeah, I also heard the sky is blue.
Dante
might have burned some bridges.
They're very nice.
Actually, this guy's not blue. This guy is actually clear.
I know. He doesn't know. Just sometimes you got to let it go because he doesn't really understand.
The ocean is blue.
It's a reflection of the water, Tommy.
Look at Sean knowing stuff.
Damn.
It's you. Let's go to Chris.
I'm a teacher, bro.
Chris in Massapequa. How are you, Chris?
Hey, guys. This is Aiden Cole.
What's up, man?
I just wanted to chime in on the Cam York thing and see if there's like a regional bias based on this. Because there's another guy. I know you got Knicks, Nets, and Mets, Yankees, Giants, Jets. But there's another New York athlete that had a great season, made it to the playoffs in the MVP.
Talking about Josh Allen?
Hawks. Yeah, do you think a guy from Buffalo could ever be king of New York?
No, because it's not really New York. It's just like it's downstate Canada. That's what it is.
Why are you dissing?
Because Buffalo is not New York. It's New York.
It is New York.
Okay. There's a difference between New York State and then New York, okay? Mm. New York is our area. You live in New York, even if it's Jersey. Connecticut is
New York. No, I live in New Jersey.
You know what
I mean. I'm a proud Jerseyan.
I got it, but we kind of, you're a New Yorker.
I'm in the New Jersey Hall of Fame, bro. I'm in Jersey.
That's true. I've seen that. But New York.
That American dream.
New York is the area. So Long Island, Queens, Brooklyn, Staten Island, I'll even include.
Buffalo.
Westchester. And I would say the suburbs of Connecticut and New Jersey. Like, that's New York. But once you get up, you know, once you're talking about Syracuse or Oswego or Buffalo or all these hick towns upstate.
Right, you got to get on a plane to comfortably get there.
It's New York.
They're good people.
I didn't say they weren't good.
You called them hicks.
They are great people, by the way.
That's true. I did call them. I take that back. They're wonderful people. They're just not New Yorkers. They're Southern Canadians. That's all they are. Except they don't have to pay a tariff.
None of us do.
Actually, that's right. That didn't happen yet. Yeah, so, no, I mean, come on. Is that a serious question? Could Josh Allen be the king of New York? Yeah, if he gets traded to the Giants.
Well, I mean, we're saying New York as a New York City-ish sports.
The New York area.
Not New York State.
Right. Like, Jack Hughes could be the king of New York, even if the Devils play in New Jersey, because they're a New York team. They're a local team. Like, we can't play, when we play this game, the semantics game, the literal game, actually, yeah. Come on. Everybody knows what we're talking about. We're talking about the New York area versus Western New York, which is like 9 billion miles away. Philadelphia is closer than Buffalo.
Right. Like, we all know, like, Igor could be the king of New York if he actually won a Stanley Cup, which we know is not happening.
He can't. He's a fraud. I'm not...
Who's a fraud? Igor?
Yeah.
Wow, you turned on Igor?
No, it's not that. You want to make $11.5 million, you can't be giving up 5 goals to the Bruins on a Saturday.
I like this. You turned on Igor.
Been telling Sean this for a
while.
The
moment he signed that contract, I was fair about it. You're not a pimple on Henrik's fanny. Go win a cup. That's it.
Wow.
Well, Henrik didn't win a cup.
He didn't win a cup either.
Henrik would have won a cup with this roster. Just saying.
He got a cup, though. Like, he got, like, very close to a cup.
Exactly.
If you include, you know, going down 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals close, they were very, very close.
In fact, I own a shirt that literally says King of New York with Henrik's face on it.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's a tough one to pull off back then, too, because at that time, Derek Jeter was still active. He was the King of New York.
Yeah, at some point, Jeter had to give it up, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, he gave it up when he left, really.
Well, 2014,
like, when he retired is basically when he gave it up.
Well, Hank's nickname was the King, which is obviously a bad nickname because you never won a cup.
That's true.
That's a story from another day. You know, that
did win a gold medal.
Okay, gold medal.
Yeah, but for a country that's not even like the country we live in, so you don't care that much about it.
Sure I do.
You cared much about him winning the cup, the gold medal for Sweden?
Sweden.
Or whatever it was?
I'm half Swedish.
Are you? No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Half Swedish fish.
You're just pulling our legs.
No, I'm not.
Quick break. When we come back, a very important question for Tiki Barber involving the Super Bowl and his rooting interest that you have not thought of quite yet. Evan and Tiki on the Fan. It's been a very crazy show. If you've missed any of it, you could rewind on the Odyssey app. From Jalen Brunson continuing to prove he is the true king of New York City, taking it away from Aaron Judge, to arguments amongst Met fans concerning Francisco Lindor versus Juan Soto, to Sean basically threatening to walk out on the show because he's upset at Giant fans rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. Though I do have to defend Sean about something. Over the weekend, Sean was invited to a Royal Rumble party. And everyone had to dress up as a wrestler. So Sean dressed up as Rikishi.
He's fat!
And for those that are not aware of Rikishi, Rikishi was a larger wrestler and would actually show his tuchus along with his belly. I don't think you actually showed your tuchus. I think you just showed your belly.
Yeah, Rikishi had ash cleavage.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't show it on social media.
Mm. No, but on...
Did you actually have it? Be truthful.
You had the ass cleavage?
Let's call it a retractable roof.
He had a retractable, kind of like Rikishi. He kind of had that.
When I wanted the stink face to be done, it was very easy to be done. When, you know, it started raining, we closed the roof.
Now, on social media, Sean shared that he was dressing as Rikishi, so it was basically just him without a shirt on, essentially.
He's fat!
That's what it was. And so when I saw that, I just needed to see the mentions. Like, I rarely care about the mentions, but in a case like this, I just needed to read the mentions.
You're also poo-pooing the costume. I had the elbow pads. I had the choker on.
They look great.
I mean, come on. I had the boots.
But there was an exchange that occurred between Sean and a hater. And I'm curious.
Oh, you engaged him.
You know me, Tiki. I can't help myself.
Yeah. I'm curious your opinion on this, because I thought the guy was so out of line with his retort to Sean. Okay.
Okay.
So the guy responds to the picture of Sean by saying, "Fam, there's actually a woman that actually bleeps that. Yuck. You all have a chance."
He's fat.
Whatever. Mean comment. Not a big deal. Like, it's mean, but it is what it is. Sean's response was, "Your sister DMs me constantly, brah."
Your sister's ass.
Now, I thought it was a very good, funny response. Sean doesn't know this guy's sister, obviously. His sister is not DMing Sean. I don't think Sean's wife needs to be worried.
All right. Do you know her his sister?
Not at all.
No, definitely not, because the response by this guy, which I thought was so ridiculous. You want to hear what he said?
Yeah, let's hear it.
If she did, that would be amazing, because she died 12 years ago and then called him a name. Bro, you are the one that attacked Sean on Twitter.
Attacked my wife?
Basically, yes, attacks his wife, essentially. He responds with a, come on, it's obviously good-hearted. And you basically go the my sister's dead route?
Yeah. And by the way.
Come on.
I mean.
By the way.
Go ahead.
I have grown and matured. What I wanted to do was, you want to take a shot and say, so I was going to do, instead of the sister, I was going to use the, your mother DMs me.
Right.
But I didn't, because I said, what if this guy's mother is dead? So I went with sister.
And of course, and by the way, there's a chance his sister's not dead.
By the way,
he doesn't have a sister.
Exactly. I think there's a better chance either a sister never existed or she's alive than she's actually dead.
I just think,
because
like,
why would you write that on a DM chain?
Because you know what I've
noticed. It's not a DM chain, but whatever.
No, it's for everybody to see.
What I've noticed is. It's not even DMs, right? Why would you put that on there?
With the loud mouths on Twitter, what they like is they wanna throw shots at you. Then they're not expecting the volley. I'm somebody that volleys back. So when I volley back, they suddenly go, oh no, I'm going to look bad. So that was his attempt to try to make me look worse when he was the animal.
And when I read it, honestly, I got pissed at the guy. Because I'm like, even if your sister's dead, obviously we feel bad. But come on. You started by going after Sean.
He's the one that brought her up.
Well, he never brought up his sister. Sean brought up.
I brought
his
it
sister.
Up. Because he said there's a woman that actually, you know, does that with that. And that's when I said, bro, your sister DM'd.
And it was a lighthearted response.
Did you follow back on him and see if he actually had a sister?
Nah, at that point.
You didn't go down a rabbit hole?
No, I wish I did, but I was trying to enjoy the rumble, you know.
Do I have to defend this caller or listener tweeter?
Only if you actually feel like that's what you want to do.
No,
for some reason.
I definitely do.
Sean, why?
I love you, and I'll even say this. You look pretty good, my friend. You've lost some weight, but you know what you're doing when you put that picture out there.
So
you know the reaction you're going to get.
No,
what you want, huh?
No,
bro.
What did he do wrong, though?
You're not Kanye's wife.
But Tommy, you're right that he was going to get those responses. He has every right, though, to fight back a little bit with some good-hearted, natured fun.
But
the guy's the one who went below the belt by making or even bringing that up about
it. But there were people that tweeted pictures of, like, Butterbean. Like, that's all fun stuff. Whatever, we're having fun. I know what I'm doing.
Bastion Booger or something.
When you start going down the line of, can you believe this guy's married and, you know, has sexual relations? But I mean, what do we do?
By the way, I didn't even have an issue. I didn't have an issue with that. Whatever. The guy responded. So I'm with you, Tommy. That's fine. He said that. It's also fine that Sean did the lighthearted,
of course,
your sister's DMing me. It's when this guy says, my sister's dead. How dare you?
Right.
He's the one who's a sensitive baby. I blame him.
By the way, did you screen grab that up?
Yes, I did.
That guy has gone back and deleted all of his messages.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have it screen grabbed. Do you want me to send it to you?
No, I'm good, but I was just curious. I'm like, wow, did I miss that? But like, yeah, because I got a bunch of responses that, and all of a sudden the tweets were gone.
Believe it or not.
He started to get killed.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
I never got to that. I saw this at, you know, some odd time at 19.
Wow.
Took a picture of it, wrote it down on my little notepad of, may want to bring this up at some point.
Did he delete his account? Or just his...
The tweets. I couldn't even tell you the account because at that point, once the tweets were gone, it's not like I follow him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, if you're out there, collar and elbow.
Yeah.
I think you're a baby. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. And also,
you're a baby.
For bigger people everywhere, be proud of your bodies. You know, don't let people bully you in.
Amen.
That's it.
But hold on. You weren't putting the picture out there saying, hey, I've lost this weight. You put the picture out there so people can make fun of you, so then you could volley back because you're either A, bored, or whatever the case may be. If we're being fair.
He was going to a party.
It was
a
tiki.
His kids picked the character he was going to play.
Tiki.
They did.
But Tiki, didn't you not give the choices to your kids?
Yeah.
And one of them happened to be Rikishi.
Because
who's
it's
a larger...
fun. Is it hard to laugh in America anymore? Oh, I mean, my God.
I'm laughing.
It really is
He
hard.
Does it so I the mean, Islander geez. Jet fans
People
could make fun
way
of
way too seriously these days.
Yes. I'm on your side. I think Tommy's just looking to punch you a few more times today because you've taken a beating.
No, I said he looked great. I'm serious. You look good, man. You lost weight.
What do you want to do, Tommy? Now you want to compare Pientos to Craig Paquette? Yeah. What do you want to do?
You're not my cousin.
Did you just say Craig Paquette?
Yes, I did.
I can't even believe you know who Craig Paquette is.
I watched baseball growing up, Evan.
That's a good poll. Tommy doesn't know who Craig Paquette is.
Former Royal.
What was it? Former Met.
Third baseman.
Yes.
We're stealing a bit on this air.
you know, beat
the
Sal.
I don't know the bet.
They do the thing with the cards and Craig Paquette.
Isn't this
the same game?
No, he just made
who's Craig Paquette? What position is he playing?
No,
what team he played
just
for?
Made a reference to a player. Yeah.
By the way, you want to see if Carlos Mendoza wants to come in and guess baseball players?
That would be. Let's go to Justin and Dobbs Ferry. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, guys? On this 17th year and one day anniversary of the Giants beating the Patriots 18-1, going back to Spagnuolo.
Yes.
That game alone should put him in the Hall of Fame. They were averaging, what, almost 37 points a game?
Yeah.
And then they stopped that offense. Now he could have a possible four Super Bowl rings with two different teams.
This would be his fifth. If he wins another one, Justin, it would be his fifth.
He deserves to be a Hall of Famer, but Tiki brought it up. I wasn't even aware of it, that there aren't coordinators in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they're not considered, and I don't know the real reason why, even though coaches have a hard time getting in as well.
Right.
And I think they started like 3 or 4 years ago, a special committee to look at coaches. But that's usually just head coaches.
Right.
It doesn't include coordinators. And the assumption is, well, if you're a good enough coordinator, you're going to become a head coach, and that's how you're going to find your way to being a Hall of Fame.
But in the case of Spagnuolo and others, you can be an elite level coordinator, maybe fail as a head coach.
I was reading this article a couple of weeks ago when this first came up. I can't remember. Maybe it was last week. It was definitely last week after the Chiefs won, and we started talking about how good a coach Spagnuolo is, but how bad he was as a head coach.
He was terrible.
And so I was reading this article, and they put it the right way. It's like, in the NFL, you get promoted to your level of incompetence.
Yeah.
Right? And then once you hit that level, you kind of just fall back to what you're really great at. And that's where Coach Spagnuolo is.
Yeah.
And I think a bunch of other coaches have been that. Buddy Ryan's another example.
Sure.
That they brought up in this article they were talking about. And so these are great coaches who did innovative, unbelievable things for the NFL, but they're just not considered.
I think he's going to break that mold. I think many years from now, because of the sheer amount of Super Bowls. Now, I did something. It's so funny that caller brings this up about it being the sort of close to the anniversary of the Giants winning the Super Bowl. Dove Kramer handed me the keys to something the other day. And it's dangerous to hand me the keys to anything. But he handed me the keys to the archives of WFAN. And I said to myself, wait a second. We work for the greatest radio station ever created with an incredible history. Maybe we should start kind of using our archives.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.